also want to make sure I am very clear that whatever model we choose tonight to reopen, whether it's putting remote learning planning days in tomorrow, or we're taking emergency days, or amending the school calendar 19 through the 20th and remote learning planning days start next week, whatever we do, we're going to have to be shutting down classrooms at different times. You've seen other schools already in the news. A junior in high school, it might take one case to say that school's closed until contact tracing could happen, because they're all over the place, even though we have half the kids here. But we got to make sure we're there. That's the reason the teachers have worked very, very hard and administrators have worked very hard. We have seating charts. We're going to have to take photos at lunch for contact tracing so we know where they were sitting. We've got seating charts on the bus. The new rules that came out today that I sent you very late in the state superintendent's correspondence with district superintendents basically make it impossible to reopen a school. I'll just be honest with you, with all the guidance in there. But we're going to have to get used to this. One day, you're going to, I told the administrator sitting over here, you're going to get a call at 10 o'clock some night, and we're going to put a message out that this classroom is closed tomorrow morning. And unfortunately, that's not fair to the kids. It's not fair to the parents. It's not fair to the educators, but it's our life right now. The reason for this, again, about going back is we got to get off to the right start. It happened prior to us even opening. I think everybody in this room or on the Zoom call expected it to happen sooner or later, that there was going to be a shutdown. But we didn't get to that first in-person day to do that. So all of them can say that, but I do want to reiterate one time, whatever the board wants to go with, there's going to be multiple shutdowns, or at least be prepared for that. It's one of the correspondence I put out to families. Have a plan just in case we go to a full remote learning.